baby like cut out of your womb or
something. Yes,
so realistic.
Actually, that can happen. I just found out that can happen.
Really?
Not. It's like not really common. What do you think it's called? Embryonic transplant?
It's like
a major thing with fertility treatment. I was like, because I didn't think it was genetically impossible. But yeah, I mean, it's soaptastic, and I'm so excited I get a storyline like that.
Yeah.
That's like the ultimate. Oh my God.
Yeah. My baby was stolen. Yes.
Because you know, at some point, that baby's going to have to show up on a
has to.
Somewhere.
Yeah. About time we had a baby.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know.
I know. Brady's never had a child. No.
Brady.
I had one on Passions. I had little Ethan on Passions. My name was Ethan, and the boy's name was little Ethan.
Oh, that's cute. So what drug do you think that baby's going to be, like a crack baby?
No.
Oh, my God.
Our baby will be an angel because
what's Brady's latest poison?
Well,
he's sober right now.
He's sober. That's true.
But when we conceived the child.
We were sober.
Not so much.
I don't think we were.
Yes, we were.
Were we?
Yeah, I talk about it on November 10th.
Okay.
Oh.
Man, you know your date.
You're right, it was after the
I have been looking forward to Monday, November 10th when I tell Brady that I'm pregnant. I've been looking forward to that for 5.5 months.
Spoiler alert for
I saw
Monday.
The trailer.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's in
you
the week.
You slap me.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I do.
She slaps me in the face. I say something like, well, how do you know it's mine? She's like,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. That's
yeah.
It's good stuff. It's good soapy stuff.
Yeah, that's fine. So are you as pretty? Like, are you kind of tired of being on drugs? He's kind of repeats the same pattern.
It's like a cycle.
Well, like a like it's true addict fashion.
Yeah, true.
You know,
true.
You're on the wagon, you're off, you're on, you're off. And
true.
Just as he is, you know, he was basically tricked into sobriety.
Right.
No, oh my God,
you're
I almost
welcome.
Killed my father. Yeah, thank you very much for that. But just as he's sober, all these ridiculous circumstances come into his world. You know, Kristen comes back into his world. You have a baby with me. I almost killed your father. He finds out the truth about it. And everyone in his life is lying to him. So all these things seem to be pushing him back towards the bottle or towards cocaine. And it's a scary time for him.
Yeah.
And as to which way he's going to go.
I don't know.
It's amazing.
You.
I mean, he should win an Emmy
it's
for
hard,
it.
It's hard because I'm
oh, yeah.
It's, yeah,
I mean,
sure,
you know, that's considered to be one of the hardest things to play in acting, as they say, to play drunk or to play an addict. And, I mean, Eric Martzoff, you know, he should teach a master class on it. It's amazing.
I mean, it is.
Well,
it's like
thank you.
Well, I'm actually not. I'm
too,
not
right?
an addict in real life.
That's why
so
it's so amazing.
It's
you know?
Hard.
Yeah.
Like, how do I do this?
It shows
but
your talent.
Yeah.
Good thing I know a lot of addicts.
Yeah. I think it's time for him and Shane to come back and check on Teresa.
Oh, I so agree. And they should be under contract.
Yeah.
Hint, hint. They're amazing. And they're such good people. And they're such amazing actors. When I found out after I was cast that I was cast as their daughter, I was so over the moon. I mean, and scared, you know, because it's big shoes to fill. And they're just incredible actors. And I really do think that Teresa needs her parents, you know. I mean, she's unraveling. And I hope that they bring them back. I mean, because I think that if anybody could relate to Teresa, it would be Patsy Pease, you know, it would be Kimberly, because Kimberly fell apart. And a mother will always relate to her daughter,
yes,
no matter what. And so I think that I hope that they bring her back for that.
You guys
I would
were
like
both
to see that
just
scene.
Cast on like a web soap, right? I just thought it
oh, yeah.
Coming up.
We dabble in web soaps,
yeah,
and we get a free minute away
yeah
from Days. She did
like
a
dark weeks,
she did a stint
whatever
on Youthful Days. I did a stint on The Bay.
Yeah.
But I've done a couple of web series, and they're fun. I think the web is a absolutely legitimate place for these stories to be told right now. And
it's always fun to play a character other than the character that you generally portray as well. You know, to stretch your limits a little is fun. Though I love Teresa, I'm sure he loves Brady.
It's fun to play an that girl too.
I love Brady.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna
kill him. I'm gonna strangle him.
And her friendship with Anne is really fun.
Oh, it's the best. How funny are the writers? I mean, they're brilliant. We have our own like little spin-off comedy that's going on. I feel like we're the Mercutio character in the Shakespeare, you know, Shakespearean play.
And your best friend doesn't sleep with her ex-fiance.
Yeah, exactly.
Like mine
no,
does.
I mean, and I love Meredith Scott Lynn so much in real life.
She's
on a personal
hilarious
level. She's one of my dearest friends, so I love
she's
her.
She's a crazy
yeah
girl.
Did you hear her on the red carpet? She says something about, look at his ass.
Oh, yeah, she
introduced
she
Billy
did
Flynn, and she goes, ladies, watch his ass.
You know, here's the thing about Meredith. When they asked Meredith to host, she goes, listen, she goes, you can't trust me with a microphone. And she said, anything that I say that's wrong, it's Anne. Anything that I say that's good, it's Meredith. So she's brilliant.